here at this NADA convention. And hello to the rest of you out there. This is not KFAI Fresh Air Radio, 90.3 FM in South Minneapolis, but you are riding the shockwave. We've been producing shockwaves since the week after last year's Anokon. Chris and Everett, our engineers there, showed up at the Anoka Holiday Inn and asked if there was anyone interested in helping them with a science fiction radio program. They haven't done a show since. See, Shockwave is not on AM mono radio. We do not play the four top tunes in the world today over and over again, surrounded by 31 different bad-tasting commercials that anyone can do without four items which are absolutely indispensable to no one and are redundant.
Shockwave is not on FM stereo radio, so laid back that we play all our 45s at 33 1/3. That Marin County all-night sound that goes on all day long. With the 5,000 strings making every song you ever heard into every song. No, that's not Shockwave.
On
Shockwave,
it's more
live.
Do not attempt to change your mind. We are controlling the programming.
We control your left ear.
We control your right ear.
We control your inner ear. We control the slideshow.
We have
met
the
programming,
and it is us. The Right Brain Theater of the Air presents in limited radiomation and manual quadraphonics, Shockwave, the Anokon Show.
No, not quite right. Start again.
Presents Shockwave, the not Anokon Show?
Better, but not quite right yet. Try again.
Presents not Shockwave, the not Anokon Show.
Aren't we being a bit negative about this?
We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your auditory nerves. You're riding the Shockwave.
Shockwave. Hi, Agnes. How are things around the house? Your 7 kids sure must keep you busy.
No, Madge, not busy enough. The robo-bed wakes them up in the morning and dresses them. Franklin hired a telebutler, and he calls up the kitchen to prepare breakfast between when he calls the Zimmermans and the Phlebotniks' kitchens. Franklin's side of the bed gets him out of the bed and the house. He hardly has time to peck me on the cheek as the conveyor zips him to the heli-garage. I have to stay in bed until 10 or get microwaved and dusted with the house. I can go shopping in front of my television set. Soap operas are the only thing that's real to me, and I don't even get to pick the ones I watch. Government regulations. I tell you, Madge, I'm going stir crazy.
Well, Agnes, look at me. I was the same way. Life was getting to me because I was an observer and not a participant. But my second husband's third psychotherapist suggested something which cured me forever of button fever. Don't laugh, Agnes, but I'm talking about Mary Hartman's Dude Condominiums. Why, it was like visiting my great-grandmother when I was a kid. Can you believe it? I actually burned some toast.
Oh.
For 2 weeks I changed diapers, cooked for a family before I was awake, and had to push a broom set on low. I was cured.
Oh.
I'll never complain again.
That's great.
Yes, you'll never complain again once you've experienced life as it used to be. Are you bored? Be thankful that you don't have to slave over a hot stove, try to convince the spouse to tear themselves away from the TV on a Sunday afternoon, or even take out the garbage by hand. You will see just how primitive a civilization can be. You'll be nauseated by smells not instantly covered up. You'll be disgusted by raw food. You'll see people without that pleasant, nothing-to-worry-about smile that's enforced by chemical additives. Yes, you will feel what it's like to have lived in the days of Rudolph Valentino, Hubert Humphrey, and Michael Valentine Smith. And you won't like it. Overcome by ennui? Let us take the worry out of being bored. stay at Mary Hartman Dude Condominiums. Those interested, please write care of your local station.
Coming up next on Shockwave is an interview. Our interviewer, Laureate Ellen Gaughan, has a particularly special guest today. Ellen?
Good evening. This is Ellen Gaughan for Shockwave Radio. For the first interview portion of our program this evening, we have in our studio Dr. I'm a Believer, adjunct professor of the Insanities Department at Miskatonic University. Dr. Believer is the author of two rather controversial books, and she is eagerly awaiting release of her third. Welcome to Shockwave, Dr. Believer.
Oh, thank you, Ellen. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to talk on your show.
I'm sure you are. Now, to mention briefly your first two books, your first was entitled Tinker Toys of the Gods, and actually sold 9 copies. In this book, you put forth the daring theory that the essential building blocks of the universe are precisely that.
That's right, Ellen, and I felt that as a first effort in going public with my theories, it was even more successful than anyone expected. It was an illuminating experience. Let me tell you.
I'm sure it was. Now, your second book was entitled Scrabble Games with the Dead, in which you postulate that Scrabble boards are far more efficient for communicating with other planes of existence than Ouija boards, and that the spirit of Mussolini actually beat you 10 times at the game.
And we didn't even play in Italian, though I must say that my favorite opponent was Geoffrey Chaucer, although his spelling was a little strange. Cleopatra now.
Right, yes. I've noted here that you actually sold 50 copies of that book and that it won 10th place in the Most Unintentionally Humorous Publications Award for the National Lampoon.
Well, I think that the esoteric theory behind that book might have been a little over the public's head.
I'm sure, yes. Now, your third book has a rather intriguing title, Frisbees in Collision. It is your most ambitious work to date, isn't it? In fact, I have here a pre-release review on the book from the Arkham Publishers Quarterly. Do you mind if I quote from it?
Well, actually, I'd rather you...
Dr. Believer has done it again in a new tour de farce of the out-of-this-world, expounding her far-flung theories in a manner that would make von Däniken or Velikovsky blush.
Well, I wouldn't quite put it that way.
Well, why don't you tell us about your new theory, Doctor?
Oh, thank you for asking me that, Ellen. Well, it all started with the big toss. At least we figure that now the hover theory has pretty well disproven, where all the matter in the universe coalesced into the shape of a frisbee, and the frisbee form became the natural basic shape of matter. For example, the planets are shaped like frisbees.
Now, wait a minute. What about the orbital and lunar photos that show the Earth as a sphere, and the photos from the far-ranging space probes that show all the other planets in our solar system as spheres?
Oh, you should know better than that, Ellen. That's all just a media plot. If you photographed a frisbee just on the top, it would look round, too. And haven't you ever noticed the phases of the moon? Why, it's just a frisbee shape turning. In fact, it has been proposed that it is actually a moonlighter frisbee, and that's how the moon got its name.
I don't know about...
Now, anyway, the Earth is also shaped like a frisbee. You notice we've never seen a picture of the side of the Earth which is located at the equator. That's why the Coriolis force appears to be going in different directions in the northern and southern hemispheres, and why, if you dig to the bottom of the ocean, you'll find water.
But that would mean...
That's right, that the north and south poles are at the same point.
But do you have... proof.
Do I have proof? Of course I have proof. Don't you wonder why frisbees are so popular now? It's all a tying in with the cosmic oneness of the universe. Why frisbees are more popular than globes. You see, children with their intuitive knowledge know this.
Wait, does this all tie in with the frisbee and donut theory of a year or so ago?
What? That nut cult? Not at all. No way, Ellen. Now, the flying saucers that have been sighted all over are actually giant frisbees sent up by the government.
The government.
That's right, the government, as an affirmation of this theory. And the sun is a frisbee that's spinning so fast that it's been heated up by friction with ether and...
Just to change the subject for a moment, I have noted here that as well as being an author, you are the head of a church that you founded out in California called the Six-Day Rotationist Whammo Church, which has some rather unusual beliefs.
That's right. We believe that God originally planned to create the universe in 5 days and rest on the sixth day. But in accordance with Murphy's Law... You know, had an time overrun of about 1 day.
And I noticed that you have listed among the members of your church 2 rattlesnakes, a Shetland pony, and 3 toy French poodles.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm planning on making 2 of the poodles full ministers of my church. They're so good at fetching the frisbees, which are an important part of our rituals.
Back to the frisbees again, eh?
Yes, it's also the official doctrine of the Six-Day Rotationist Whammo Church that the frisbee is the fundamental shape of matter in the universe and that the Earth...
Well, isn't this rather similar to the beliefs of the Flat Earth Society?
Oh, no. Their beliefs are so one-sided, so flat. Their members are so on edge. Why, we all know the Earth's surface is curved. That's why ships slowly disappear over the horizon. But anyway, it all ties in. Red corpuscle cells are in the shape of frisbees, even the simple cookie.
But look, Dr. Believer, there's no historical foundation.
That's what you think. It all shows up through history. There are cave paintings depicting ancient frisbee tournaments. Some wise and dimly forgotten ancient culture built Stonehenge in the shape of a frisbee. In the Bible, Elijah is carried off by a divine frisbee. Read it and see for yourself. Although the Romans crucified Christ on a cross, which was actually the representation of the struts of a kite, because the Romans didn't know any better, the Colosseum is shaped like a frisbee, so they must have figured something out. The Greeks invented the sport of discus throwing in honor of the frisbeeness of the universe. It all comes around, you see?
All right, Doctor, but does this have any relevance for us today?
You bet your Taurus, Alan. You see, the way the Earth was tossed, we have a slight wobble in our orbit, called a precession, that occurred naturally, but the way we're piling up weight by the overdevelopment of our cities on the edge of our Earth frisbee, the wobble is worsening. This will slow down our glide speed, which has been preserved so far by the inherent frisbeeness of our solar system. And if we slow enough to start falling...
Yes, I can see how you would see that as disastrous.
But we may be in luck after all. Saturn is just one frisbee encircled by a hollow frisbee, which just shows what a great tosser the Creator is. So perhaps we can get compensation somehow.
Well, I see our time is running out, so I would like to take this time to thank you for giving us your marvelous example of von Daniken's meat cleaver philosophy of theorizing developed by Dr. Kusky.
Yes, well, I always feel that the best explanation for anything is the one least dependent upon logic and facts.
Well, you spin a mean theory, Dr. Believer. Thank you for appearing on our show.
And remember, bottle caps are shaped like frisbees, dishes are shaped like frisbees, and if you put the razor blade under a frisbee overnight, they turn into rotary heads.
Thank you. Next, in line with what we like to do on Shockwave, present a little bit of science fictional music for our poor audiences. Dave has a song called Pieces of the Planet.
Performers always make such a big deal out of tuning.
If he makes a joke about the old Chinese song, I'll kill him.
On the air.
I was flying home from Alpha Cygnus. A little asteroid got in my way. Bing. I don't know how it happened. I had no way to stop it. That's why my ship's not like today. Pieces of the planet on the spaceship. Pieces of the star caught in my warp drive. Pieces of the planet. My God, I have to run! It's a wonder I'm still alive. I stayed up half the night to fix the engine. Guess I'll reconnect a wire or two. My only real frustration is this realization. There's no more repairing I can do. Peace. It's a wonder I'm still alive. I'll find some other way to get to Terra. The asteroid will be a radar blip. For men to fly around it, and Chris, they found it.
I hate Mondays. But I won't prepare what it did to my ship.
In the old days, your grandmother used to chase time flies all over the condo just to capture a few minutes. Then she'd have to carefully remove the extraneous loci and boil the time flies down to a manageable time jelly. Now, Invisible Ink is proud to announce new time in a spray can. Just a push of the nozzle, and you have those extra minutes to wake up and catch the bus or study for that big exam. Yes, dear friends, new research has made it possible for you to stretch out time. You can linger over a cup of coffee that's still hot, play records at different speeds, and work overtime, all with a spritz of time in a spray can. The more you spray, the more time you have on your hands. Invisible Ink's patented new formula is safe from time stasis effects and will not disrupt the forward flow of time. And it comes in 12 decorator flavors or unscented. Also try Time in a Spray Can Historical Essences, which come in The Fall of Babylon, Roman, Louis XVI, and the 60s. It's the next best thing to being there. So try Time in a Spray Can when the world is moving too fast for you to handle.
Thank you. He has to tell us what we're doing. We're not always sure.
Where we're
ever
going to be.
Welcome to St. Paul Spaceport, colonists. Please keep your identification card, inoculation certificate, destination badge, bill of lading, family census sheet, and intention to spend permit where the inspectors can see them. Flight 73 to New Life Colony will be boarding at gate A90 on the turquoise concourse in 1 hour. Smoking, dueling, and eating are not permitted in the waiting or concourse area. Welcome to the land of opportunity and good luck in the new world.
An hour? If I have to stand here another hour and listen to that darn song every 5 minutes, I'm going to go nuts.
But take it easy. See, the line's moving now.
Papers on the slideway in order, please. Where's your D badge, sir?
It took him long enough. I went a couple rounds in the dueling rooms before we take off.
Yeah, those laser droids are really great stuff. Hey, did I show you the neat scar I got in Heidelberg, Pennsylvania?
Stevie, bring up those cages up here, will ya? Oh, where's that bill lading?
Wow, what a mess.
Yeah, what you got there, Fred?
359 prime pedigree gerbils. In mating pairs.
Stevie, you got the destination badge?
But 359 is not a number.
Hey, I'm tolerant. This isn't the 20th century, you know.
Your attention, please. Will Wilson Tucker please meet his party at the White Hart Lounge on the Magenta Concourse?
Did I hear a cow?
Yeah, it must be the gerbils. You folks going out to New Life?
Sure are.
Proud to know ya. I got a permit for a gerbil ranch out there. Great country for gerbils.
Yeah, can you quiet him down a little?
No, sure thing. Gas him, Stevie. Uh, How'd you folks decide to colonize?
You know, the world situation, the air, the water, the usual stuff. This place is no place to decant a kid, and I lost a clone in the last war.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm getting out because of the time storms. They give me the willies. You don't know when you'll wake up in the morning.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of miss him. I spent a real nice lazy Sunday afternoon in Dayton, Ohio in 1903 once.
Colonists, think fast. Have you forgotten anything? Visit the By Jupiter Emporium on the Beige Concourse for all the comforts of home. We've got time and a spray can for making the most of those last moments with the dear ones you're leaving behind. And spray chic to give your clothes that jet-set painted-on look that's so fine when you stand in line. Buy them now. Hurry! At the By Jupiter Emporium, Beige Concourse.
Colonists, it's not too late to protect your investments and your loved ones from the ravages of fire, theft, time storms, water riots, and death by natural causes. Stop in at Watcher Insurance on the Orchid Concourse. Watcher has a complete line of insurance services for one-stop protection, including search and seizure coverage and strong-arm brand cryogenics rentals to put your worries on ice. Watcher Insurance on the Orchid Concourse. Stop in now.
Your attention, please. Scoot cars, smoker helmets, child grabbers, and audio subliminal earplug filters can be rented at the information booths on all concourses. Charles E. Hamilton the 23rd, you have a call on the green courtesy holo. Charles E. Hamilton the 23rd, please, to the courtesy holo.
Papers on the slide be in order. What's all this?
Get him up here, Stevie. 359 prime pedigree gerbils, your goodness. But these folks are here first.
You better have inoculation papers for all of these. Papers on the slide be in order.